Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Mo here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by returning guest Alex Vodenlich, president and CEO of Plum Pharmaceuticals. Alex, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Glad to be with you today.
So when we last spoke in late 2022, your business had just completed its first private equity round, and that interview went pretty in-depth on your company's extended release drug platform. So I would encourage our listeners here today to go back and check out that interview to get the full picture so that we're not retreading the same ground too much here today. But now, more than a year later, Alex, I'm hoping you can just start us off with an update on the business. So what's new?
Sure. Well, in short, just as a refresher, Plum has developed and patented a technology platform that allows for long-duration drug release, something that lasts for weeks, not days. And the first product that we're using this technology on is a long-duration formulation of a medication that's used to treat opioid addiction, right? So that's kind of the orientation. And since we last spoke, really the developments that have occurred have been that we've taken kind of a nascent technology platform, we've formulated and optimized the formulation of a drug called naltrexone, which is commonly used, a standard drug in opioid addiction treatment. And we have tested it to prove out that the duration is as long as we say it is, which today I can tell you that we've improved it from 4 weeks to 8 weeks just in the last year and a half. And we've done so using materials that are already seen or been approved by the FDA, as has naltrexone. So this formulation then qualifies for a faster track through the clinical trial process, right? So we're going to do now another round of fundraising. And with that, we're going to do all the studies that the FDA requires for us to submit this drug for approval with the FDA, so that we can test it in the patient population.
Excellent. Well, I'd love to learn a little more about that. But before we get into it, I want to mention that earlier this month, Startup Accelerator Generator announced its latest cohort in Madison, which includes Plum Pharmaceuticals. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, being selected for that program. What do you hope to gain from that in the coming weeks here?
Oh, there's many things. I mean, we're certainly quite excited about being part of Generator. They have a good reputation for helping early stage companies really polish themselves up, if you will, and to check their assumptions and about their business in order for them to introduce us to a broad range of investors, right? And that's the next key for us, is for us to, you know, communicate to a whole set of, you know, hundreds of investors, if that's what it takes, to raise the next round of funding to get us to achieve our next set of goals.
Terrific. So let's talk a little more about that. You're going to be seeking some more investment. You know, the Generator program can be seen as kind of like a springboard for connecting with the ecosystem of investors here. Can you share details on how much you're looking to raise and what that'll be used for as you progress the business here?
Yeah, I mean, simply put, we to get to this next level, which is called an IND, a filing of an investigational new drug application, we're going to need $3 million, and that's what we are a goal to raise. Whether we get there in one step or two steps remains to be seen, but the use of those proceeds will be pretty simple. It's to complete those IND-enabling studies to scale up our manufacturing of our optimal formulation, and then to prepare all the paperwork and the document to submit to the FDA. So it's pretty straightforward path to getting approved by the FDA.
Excellent. And I know there's likely some uncertainty there in terms of, you know, how long it'll take to raise that investment. But do you have any sense of a timeline for getting to that point? And then I guess even going forward after that, what's your longer term time frame for bringing your product to market?
Sure. Well, I'm an entrepreneur and an optimist. And so I hope we can secure these funds by the end of the year or even early next year. And that sets us up for about a 2-year timeline to do all these experiments that I speak of and the scale up of the manufacturing. In addition, I think it's worth noting that there's a great community here that also helps companies secure non-dilutive funding in the form of grants from the federal government. And we've at Plum applied for one just recently in February to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And we're contemplating at least one more, if not two, before the end of the year. So we would add those resource dollars into our pool of money to really move things along.
Terrific. Well, good luck with landing those grants, with investment. Of course, I know it's a competitive environment, but as an entrepreneur, I'm sure that you know exactly what you're in for here. Let's talk a little more about the generator program. You know, I know that some aspects of it are likely virtual online. Are you connecting with the other members of your cohort? Are you having meetings? Maybe just explain a little bit more on what that experience has been like.
Oh, sure. It's all of the above. We typically, and most days, if not all days, meet in person. So it's really nice to hang out with all the other business owners, shall we say, and really face-to-face meetings and going through everything from individual one-on-one meetings with each company and the generated staff, whether it's lunch and learns together, whether it's lunches together and or dinners, and also, you know, meeting with new mentors and investors. It's all weaved into the program, and it's pretty fast paced and pretty, you know, intense. So it's nice to actually do this face to face. Now, for some companies in this cohort, which, you know, are in the process of moving to Wisconsin, you know, some of their staff or some of their colleagues join virtually, right? And that's okay too. And I've done a few virtual meetings myself with the group in total and also with one-on-one with the generator staff. So it's a pretty organized and straightforward kind of boot camp to really make you think through everything you need to do and all the connections you need to make to be successful, not just with your business, but also in the next round of funding.
Excellent. Well, glad to hear you're getting a lot out of that program. Alex, always happy to connect with folks participating in the startup ecosystem here. And, you know, before we wrap up here, we're almost out of time, but I just want to give you a chance to, you know, leave any final thoughts with our listeners here. Anything that you would want them walking away from this interview remembering about Plum Pharmaceuticals or about entrepreneurship in general?
Sure. Well, you know, the formulation platform that's patented and that we've developed is quite unique, and it can do things other longer duration drug release technology cannot do. And the exciting thing for me is we've chosen naltrexone as a first drug because it addresses a really critical need, unmet need in the opioid treatment space. But the nice thing is this platform can be applied to many, many, many drugs or drug categories, if you will. So for our next products, we're looking to analgesic, like pain control. We're looking to antidepressants, antipsychotics, any drug that's either FDA approved or not that can benefit from one simple injection in the under the skin of the abdomen and for it to last 4 to 8 to 12 weeks. That's what the pipeline is going to look like down the road. And this first product really will kind of clear the path, if you will, with the FDA to get more drugs into the pipeline and ultimately into the market.
Fantastic. Well, great to hear about everything that's been going on with Plum Pharmaceuticals. It sounds like you're experiencing you're seeing some good progress there. And again, congrats on the generator cohort. And as I said before, best of luck with all your efforts going forward.
Well, I appreciate the time and thanks for keeping us in mind.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.